Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We'll see the book of Matthew.
Matthew Asempa.
Chapter number 6. And then verse number 25. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. We shall read that and read also verse 33. The Bible says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on.
It's
not life more than food, and the body more than clothing." Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is comparing two things here. First of all, he is talking about what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear. They are all on one side. And another side, he is talking about life or the body. He compares these two things. And he says that the body is more than what you wear. And life is more than what you eat, what you drink, and what you will wear. Look at verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
Now, these
things that he's talking about, he is talking about what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear. So seeking the kingdom of God is not seeking what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear. Seeking the kingdom of God is seeking the body or seeking life. And Jesus says that once you have the body, you are qualified for what you will wear, for what you will eat, and what you will drink. So once you get the body, then all other things, all these things will be given to you. So what you should look for is the body. Or is life. Because once you get the body, then God says, don't worry. If you have a body, then you are entitled to eat. And you are entitled to drink. And you are entitled to put clothing on it. The kingdom of God that Jesus said that we should seek is talking about the body. Because once you have the body, he says that all these things will be added upon to you. The body that we should seek is talking about structure or the framework. So Jesus says that once you have the framework, or you have the structure, then everything that goes with it will be added. Because you have what it takes to hold the other things.
And that's a wo idea ube to me dia nya na wa to me dia son kaya na was what the maunumu.
The clothing, the drinking, and then the eating is talking about beautification or glorification of the body.
se woka aduane ensuo ani atare na e kire ade a wode be hyehye nipadua no ama aye fe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus says that don't worry about your clothing, what you will wear. He says that even the lilies of the field, Solomon in all his glory, he didn't have these things. He said, you are worth much more. So why are you worried? Once you have the body, you have the framework, you have the kingdom structures, I am going to add all the things, all the glory unto it.
Yes, you see, I do obey here, and so we bring you in the piano. So when you need to be done, the what the son you may not be mama, why your face I say, Solomon, when the young son in a who offend you, Nemo, and sure you know, Yamia Yanu, Solomon, who of Enusa. Now, so no Yamit to Mrs. Saint Freeman, who are facing Solomon, and then I saw when you pedia and answer, say any dear, Samia Ken Nara or the Becca.
So glory is what God has called us to. But glory
Hallelujah.
Is something that is very heavy. It is so heavy that if you do not have the underpinnings or what I call the support system, the structure, if you do not have it, you will not be able to handle the glory that God has called us to.
Se wenya fapime mu yedru senia ne dru ne betumi aso enonya monya mede ma wona enyonam na ba oso ebebubu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must have the undergirdings.
Enu ti e wose wo fapim no eyedu.
You must have the framework, the body, the structure.
E wose wonya enoma e wose wudi besisi ho amenhira ne ba enya ba bi so agina.
And Jesus says, seek the structure first.
Yesu se hwehwe sa fapim ne kan.
Because once you have kingdom structures in your life,
se wo ahinia ahinia fapim no wo abra bom a,
every other thing shall be added.
Hallelujah.
To the structure.
And
it will not collapse on you.
Because
you have that which supports glory.
So
Jesus wants us to seek kingdom structures.
I
call them kingdom
principles. There
are six foundational
ones. And there are
about 12 secondary
ones. And I'm
sharing with you from a little part of one of the 12 secondary kingdom structures or principles.
We started looking
at it last week. And so I want us to go back and look at what we went through last week so that you can really appreciate what is going on.
Because
I believe that God is doing a new thing all
over the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. So we want to look at the subject of vision.
Because
I made you to write down some things which I said differ one from the other, from vision to mission to strategy to plan to goals to targets, objectives before goals and targets. I made you to write those things last week. Think about it.
The kingdom
structure we are looking at today
is
the principle of an organized life. An organized life is a life that is ready to receive all these things. It is ready for the kingdom glory of God to be released, even as Jesus is getting ready to come in the glory of his Father.
But of
the things that you have written down, vision, mission, strategy, plan, objectives, goals, and targets, of these things, the most important
is what I want to talk to you about today on vision.
Na nia me chire chire mu ani suade hu hyehyeye ne da wani so nikeka bo mu nyinaa mu no ne ehia pa na na me ne wo ba be ken se wa bra bon hyehyeye.
At the end of the session, we should be able to know what kingdom vision is. And we should be able to organize our lives along what we are going to learn today for the vision is so important that when God had to come and organize his kingdom on this earth, the first thing he said that was that let there be light.
Na eni swade hu yade ehia pa sanse emra nyankopon obe wiase ma beye no no pe no ni odi kan kai se ehanmra.
Because if there is no sight and there is no vision, then God cannot really work.
Eno ti se ye ni sunteyan na se ye ni eni swade hu biara onyame tumi nya hwe.
So God needs for you to have a kingdom vision in your life. Because that will trigger him to begin to work very actively in your life, unlike just brooding and being in your heart. The fall of man greatly impaired our vision. That was the first thing that Adam and Eve realized, that suddenly when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they found out that they were naked. They saw their vision changed.
Adam
Jesus Christ came back to give us kingdom vision.
Hallelujah. Na Yesu ba biom esa be ma yen sa ahinie na nisuade hu ni biom.
And take our eyes off ourselves.
Na wo yin yeni efi yankasa Yesu biom.
And begin to see him and begin to see his kingdom.
Hallelujah. Na afa wa dani yen ni se ye be hu Kristo eni na hinie no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to have vision in our lives.
Enu te wo se yen nisuade hu wa ya brabom.
This vision I'm talking about is not the one that you see when you are praying necessarily, or maybe you sleep and you have a dream. I am talking about your end, your destination, what God has got for you, like your aim in life, why you are around. You should have a kingdom vision that stems out of God's purpose of dominion for you. If you have a vision, a kingdom one, then you are starting your life's journey properly from the finish line. You know, in every race, before you start, you should be at the finish line. And you should have a picture of the finish line. And you should stand on the finish line, already finished, before you start.
Yeah. Sir, we shall to America to ya. Baby, there one more since I'm on your mask, get set here. Honor Muberry. In Tiansana Nipakuni, a backup, Paul Gono, or Shasia Fi Baby, a warrior, now acquired your Bessiwa.
So, in the kingdom system of Jesus, your life, listen carefully, your life actually starts when you see a kingdom vision. When you see the finish line, that is where, in the kingdom system of Jesus, your life starts.
Wow.
Not when you do not see it and you are doing your own thing. You know, you can be 40 years, and as far as the kingdom system of Jesus, you are 1 month old. Yeah. Because you have to see the vision for your life so that you start living the kingdom vision. That is when your life really starts. At the finish point. That's at the vision point. Your destination, your end.
Enti ansana ube tu sana mon wa Kristo munu. One show ya ube ya one map or touch line. Wa if you do nine. Ebi aka on fie be mi no amena me se bia wawu no ansa na wani swati ne wahu sentra wonyame bo wo di ube wiase ene ti sa wo pesa wo hye onyankopon ahenie na kwantuo no mu entam dia me nyame mi wani no wo sentra ube wiase nti wonyan hu pe na wa hyase se wo bo wo bra ti se se de wonyame ehyehye ma wo ne wadu pre me ya bo po nti sa dia warm up na wo ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you,
merci.
From this session onwards, God is going to release a certain grace upon your life. Listen carefully to me. This grace is going to make you discover His vision for
you.
Some of you are not even going to seek it. God is going to bring it to
you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because the kingdom of God is not about man seeking God. It is about God seeking man.
Hallelujah.
Looking for man in the cool of the day that Adam and Eve or Akosia or Ajua or Ekua or Mr. Mesa, where are you? The kingdom of God is about the word of the Lord walking in the ordered life of the garden.
Hallelujah.
And coming to you.
Hallelujah.
When you are not looking for it.
Hallelujah.
He said, I said, behold me to a people who did not ask for me. That is Jesus coming.
Now
the kingdom is not about reorganizing a way of reaching God. Human beings have got various ways and people through whom they want to touch God. But the kingdom of God is about God Himself.
Hallelujah.
Coming in man and looking for
Hallelujah.
Man.
Onyamia hinia ne nyanya nipa epre koshe. Nemo onyamia hinia ne yamra onyame enantu wonyunu mo bisa se Adam na Eve wahi. Onyamia hinia ne yabro bisa se kojo kwame yao akosua enocha ehina wowobra. Eyo nyame asem ne nante aba wo ho na frau sanu nyame ahinie no ete.
Hallelujah. Receive the grace to discover your vision.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at some 7 characteristics of a kingdom vision.
Na moma yenhwe enyoma ewo osu ahinie ne ni swade hu no ho. Enso.
Number 1.
Ye dikan.
First characteristic of the vision God wants you to have is that it is a positive picture that draws you to it. A kingdom vision is a positive picture about your end that draws you to it. It is not one that pushes you away from something negative in your history. I will explain it to you with the life of this man called
Jacob.
Jacob, when he took his big brother's birthright, the Bible says that he was afraid because his brother was going to kill him. So he started to run away.
Na Jacob, emra oje ni nua pani no na awo birthright no. Wo sha se se wo dwane san so suro se ni nua no obekuno.
So the running away was because of a negative thing he had done in his past that was pushing him and that was propelling him to move.
And it emikana no otuno esuwa na ewe emikana num na egina adebone odia ye ninua no suni esuro osuro nti ehu ana no didi emikana.
It was not that there was something positive, a positive picture ahead of him that he saw, that he was excited about, that is a kingdom vision that he was running towards. It is rather because of something that he has caused in his past that he was afraid, that was making him run. But not towards any vision. There was a running. There was a motion. There was a progress. But it wasn't because of a kingdom vision.
Merci.
It was because of a mess he was afraid was
Merci.
Going to catch up on him.
Merci. Emrika na Jacob put to the Emrika no ashe. They
are many people like Jacob.
There are
many believers and even ministers like Jacob.
Because
Jacob was a prophet.
Jacob no ekom seni.
Wow.
Hey.
But he didn't have a kingdom vision. He was running away from something, a poverty that was trying to catch up on him.
And
there are people whose life is like that. They are running away because they are afraid of a mess that they caused when they were 15 years, when they were 30 years, and all that. It's as if they have got a kingdom vision. You see them in motion. You see them coming to church. You see them opening ministries and all that. But it is running away from a certain history, from a certain past that they do not want that it catches up on them.
Now, we will say, Nipa, baby, to America. Oh, yeah, no, we're trying them. Eya no we bia sori ni nyina de ntia ade bi oye ye emfie dunuma na se duasa on pese ebeto abeto ni toweram nti odi hwamrika okokra.
The fact that you are doing something in the church of God, leading worship or doing whatever thing, does not mean that you have a kingdom vision.
Na emfa ho ni awo ye wa sori dem ha se wo to nyuma se wo ye den yo emfa ho se wonni enisode bi efie ahine num de a.
Maybe you are running away from disgrace. Maybe you are running away and you want some acceptance. Wow. So you must be in front by all means, because somehow you must perform to be accepted.
So for my mama told you, mami preachy, mami lady, nankro for who me some and so maba.
Do you know what Madam Teresa said?
Now, when my dear, yeah, Mama Teresa can, yeah.
She said that there are more people in the world who are hungry for acceptance than for food.
Wa si nipa bebre wo wi asimu a wo mo pese ye ji wo mo tum empo sincere komo edi nipa.
They are rich billionaires who are hungry for acceptance.
Na ye wo sikafo sikafo bele bele a wo mo pese ye ji wo mo tum se wo mo suni.
But you see, God wants to give you a kingdom vision that will give a certain meaning to your life.
Now, when you make a person who ahini mani swadi hubia, ebetu nyama ebrana wo bonu watu wansi.
So that you will not despise life.
Sabaya brabana wo bonu wuni sa wuni ne mubikwa.
So that you will love life and want to see good days.
Na ebema wado wuni pediani kwa wanya media mau na wehu eniye power wa brabonechi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jacob was running away.
Now Jacob, they know the America there.
Maybe he was doing some courses and finding job here and there, trying to run away from a family curse that should not catch up on him.
He ran
until he got to Bethel. When he got to Bethel, he took a stone because he was tired and the sun was setting and he wanted to sleep. He took a stone and put it down, not knowing that it wasn't a stone, it was Jesus. Now, he took that stone and put his head on Christ.
Now, when he got to Bethel, he was tired.
When he put his head on Christ, God opened his vision. And Jesus gave him an access to heaven and into kingdom vision. Because in his dream, he saw a ladder ride from heaven to the stone where he was sleeping, and he saw on the top of the ladder God standing there.
Na onyame ade ladder manu atwede efi suru besi from baby anaboba no wono na hu wono suru se onyankopon jina ho.
Because God was not satisfied that this prophet, this worship leader, this prayer leader, this great man of God was not having a kingdom vision. He was just running away.
Na onyame mpesa sa onyame sumfo kasei onyame bo musician kese onyame komsheni kese onyame sofo kese wo dwane keke ani to onyame bie naniwa.
So in Genesis chapter 28
Genesis 28
verse 10 the Bible says that now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran.
Na Jacob fi Beersheba ko Haran.
So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set.
Now baby nesan se wonuna tunti wa gena home.
And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head now, and he lay down in that place to sleep.
Ofabu baby no de to ho no de niti to so die.
Then he dreamed and behold a ladder was set up on the earth and its top reached to heaven and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
Na wo hu atwede afisuo abesi fomo a aso abofo efroko esani.
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants.
Hallelujah. Now, when you are made, you know, when you are made, you are made, you are Abraham, you are Isaac, you are made, you are made, you are made.
Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Verse 15 now, Genesis 28. Behold, I am with you. And will keep you wherever you go. And will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken
Hallelujah.
To you. So God arrested Jacob the prophet.
And
gave him a kingdom vision.
Wow.
And ladies and gentlemen, from that time onwards, the life of Jacob was kingdomized. No longer was he running away from his past. He was not afraid of his past. He was not afraid of what he will eat, what he will drink, and what he will wear anymore. This time, he had the kingdom of God. He had a kingdom vision that he had to seek first.
Na fe wo ja se wo dwane afi nya wo bedi nya wo benum ni obe fra ho o dwane afi ade a wa ye a etata no so ne sa se onyame ama na hinie wo emfoni bia o dwane e de akoto.
So you must look into your life. Because without a kingdom vision, ladies and gentlemen, you will be doing some things but it is in vain. For 20 years, Jacob was just wasting his life on this earth. He was working for a cook. Who changed his wages 10 times. He swept him all the time. Until God, on the 21st year of his sojourn and his laboring, on the earth, God gave him a vision and he said to him, the angel of God said that, lift up your eyes, Genesis 31, lift up your eyes and see all of these sheep that are bringing forth. Look at their color, see it, because I am going to fulfill my word to you. Hallelujah. And he said, I am the God who met you at Bethel. Now, I want you to look at this kingdom vision, see it. So that your wasted 20 years will end. And that was the story. It ended until the man became so rich, so glorious, with what to eat, to drink, and to wear. Hallelujah. He was so glorified just because he had organized his life.
Nanso onyame kro ya san beda ne ho di kire no emra wo ye adwuma ne fie duonu baako na onyame da ne ho di kire se Jacob hwe sa enyun nyina bebrebe nyina hwe se dia ma sese wo mo kola aye na me Jacob me ka tro mi onyame a me da me ho di kire wo Bethel asase no so se mi onyame me shrawo ɛnu ti hyɛ ne kodu sana wɔ nyame da ne ho adi kyerɛ no no Jacob di ye a wɔ nea ɔbɛdi nea ɔbɛnom nea ɔbɛfrɛm ɔbɛyɛ osikani belebele ankasa
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A kingdom vision in your life.
Nasa onyame ahenie ni swade ho awo abra
bo na. It's a picture of your end.
Ano na chemfoni echo woda
ti. Draws you to it.
Ah echo wode wo ben sa.
You are inspired to it.
Samfoni na wo hwane na ebo ma wo tokosoro.
It is not something the economy pushing you. Or the trend in the world, in the labor front now pushing you. It is something that is drawing you. God doesn't push. God leads. And so
Hallelujah.
He pulls you.
Hallelujah.
He draws you
Hallelujah.
To himself.
Now, Uncle Banny said, no, come in a piano. And I say, you teach a fussy K.A. man a piano. And I be a tata wo wa bush a moon a piano. Now, when you're me one piano, pa, when you're me piano. When you meet Jiraho, now a chum, now a jaw, nine the waba, quaya, one chum, what they were to son a pepe.
Receive a kingdom vision.
Na Jesan is what they win.
I said, receive a kingdom vision.
I receive it.
Receive the grace for it.
I receive it.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.